Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 317. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for supporting my newfound love of croissants. I don't know where I've been for 33 years, but here we are. And it's getting pretty serious pretty quick. But I appreciate you. It means a lot to have you listen, to tune in, to support me in any way. And today I had a bit of an epiphany when it comes to all of the noise in our lives. You know, the noise, the commentary from the peanut gallery, the assumptions other people make about you, the things your ex says about you, the words your coworkers use to describe you, the thing that that guy said to you or that girl said to you in passing, the things that people assume to be true about you. That's the noise, right? It's the noise in life that either has the ability to really affect how we see ourselves, the person we actually are, or it can just be that. It could just be noise, something that you tune out, you filter out because you're like, oh, that's cool. But they don't know me. They can't possibly know me. They can't possibly know what I'm all about. And because of that, I can rely on myself. I can rely on myself. And I named this episode, You Can Rely on Yourself, to reflect this idea that I want to talk about. And shocker, I'm going to say that this will be a shorter episode, but it really is a simple, short idea that you can rely on yourself. And not in the sense that it's like you don't need anyone, it's you versus the world, that you shouldn't listen to other people, that you're just going to ride solo. It's not that at all, not even in the slightest. I think the subtext here is that you should be compassionate towards yourself, but open and eagerly open to, you know, bringing other people into your life that complement it. But while you're waiting for those people, you know, friends, business partners, coworkers, strangers on the internet, lovers, whatever you want to call them, I think it's so important to realize that you can indeed rely on yourself. And not just saying that because it is a bit of a cliche, but to realize why it's a true statement, to realize why, in a sense, you really can rely on yourself and you shouldn't care what other people say about you, the assumptions that they make about you, the perspective that they have about who you are and what you're all about. Like, I've never been one to say, you should live a life where you don't give a fuck. Like, that's never been my vibe because I think the real winners in life are the ones who care. But I think if there's one area of life where you should not care, it's other people's opinions about you. Of course, everyone says that. But I think going a little bit deeper here can give you a why this is true. Not just, I don't care, but why you shouldn't care. Specifically, why you shouldn't react to the noise. React to the noise. Life is all about how you react to the noise. It's all about how you react to someone who says you're too needy or says you're too sensitive. You're asking for too much. You're asking for too much in a partner. You're asking for too much in your career, or you're weird. You're weird for having an interest in this or a hobby that says or does this. You're weird for having that dream or that aspiration. Let it go. You're immature. You're too quiet. You're too much. You're too this. You're too that. Whatever. It's all about how you react to that noise. Because all of that is noise, and it's misinformed noise at that. And I think the answer, our reaction that we can train ourselves to that should be, oh, that's cool. Thanks for your opinion, but I'm good. I'm good because I can rely on myself. I can rely on myself for the conclusions I come to about myself. And again, I say all this in a way to, it's not like, I don't care what anyone else says or thinks about me. It's not that. But rather, it's in the sense that no one knows you like you do. No one knows who you are on a deep level, on a soulful level, on a spiritual level. No one knows why you have the understanding of the world you do. No one knows why you came to have a certain goal, a dream, a standard, a boundary. And most people that you come to encounter in your life, with maybe the exception of family or lifelong friends or a lifelong partner, most people, they're hopping in on a random page of your life, a random chapter of your life. But you're living each day, each page, each chapter, but they're just hopping in on a random one, right? Most people you come across in your life are just hopping in at a random time. The person you met on a dating app, you've lived 29 chapters before they've met you at chapter 30. Your new colleague at work, you've lived 20 chapters before they meet you, chapter 21. That new friend, that business acquaintance, that stranger on the internet, whoever it is, they're meeting you at a very random time in your life. That's a random time on a long line of events, a long timeline of events, of chapters, of pages that you have gone through. And only you have experienced them, and only you know about them. And all those chapters you've already lived, only you know what they mean to you. Those are chapters that are important, right? Those are chapters that taught you aspects about you and who you are and what you want and what you deserve, and only you can possibly know them. Those are chapters that are close to your heart. They're part of who you are, part of who you've become, part of who you're going to become. And those people, other people, the people who create noise in your lives, in your life, they're probably good people by all means, but they simply have no idea. They simply have no idea where you've come from. So the noise that they create, it's, I don't want to say irrelevant, but it's misinformed, because only you could possibly know the truth, the past, the foundation, the why, your why. And because of that, it's a true statement to say that you can rely on yourself. And not like you can only rely on yourself, but when it comes to blocking out the noise, you can. You can rely on yourself. And doesn't that sound peaceful, right? To know that on your worst days, on the days where you feel that you're falling behind, on the days where you're told you're too overeager or whatever, you can say, it's okay, because I can rely on myself. That's just noise. That's their noise. It's their noise that truly doesn't know anything about me, right? Doesn't that sound peaceful? Like, context, for instance, say you're dating someone and they start saying things like, whoa, like, you're so direct, you're so eager, like, what's up with that? And they come at you with their opinion and their perspective and their noise. You can, of course, listen, right? Be respectful. You listen and you hear them out. But again, only you know why you're that way. Only you know what happened on chapter 24 of your life that led you to be this way. Only you know why you've grown to be adamant about speaking up and speaking your mind and respecting what you want. Only you know your past that shaped you. They don't know that, right? Or say, for instance, someone tells you that you're silly for having a certain passion. Like, I'll just make something up here. Your passion for stand-up comedy is silly, and you're goofy, and you're immature for doing this, right? Someone says that to you. You can hear that feedback, but you can be centered in saying, I can rely on myself, because only you know why you have that passion. Only you know that, for instance, only you know that making other people smile and laugh is something that's near and dear to you and important to you. Because, say, for instance, you made a promise to your grandmother, who was a big person in your life, and when she was about to pass away, you promised her that you'd make her proud, that you'd make other people smile in the same way that she made you smile. No one knows that. People don't know your why. People don't know your past. People don't know the chapters in your life that gave you motivation or perspective or boundaries or standards or purpose or whatever it may be. And so you could hear all that noise. Noise, again, that you can listen to, sure. But you can still stand in who you are without doubting yourself. You can be centered in knowing that you can rely on yourself. Truly, you can rely on why you are the way you are. And of course, I would say balance that with being open to change and evolve. But foundationally, I think we could push ourselves to not doubt who we are. to let that noise tear us down, to let that noise make us doubt ourselves, to let someone else's opinion of us become our opinion of us. Their commentary is their commentary, and I really don't see it serving a purpose to grow you. Like, people are going to be people. Everyone's going to have something to say. Everyone's going to have an opinion. That's great. That's fantastic. If someone wants to label you a certain way, I say have at it. If someone wants to say you're too loud, let them. They don't know. They don't know your why. They don't know that you didn't used to stand up for yourself, but you finally did, and now you've never looked back. And yeah, sure, now you're a bit loud. You're a bit outspoken, but you worked your ass off to get here. You've overcome a lot. You've grown a lot. So let them make their commentary. You know your why. You know your growth. If someone wants to say your standards are too high and you've got a grass is greener mentality, let them. They don't know why. They don't know your why. They don't know that you didn't used to have a very high opinion of yourself, that anyone who showed you interest was good enough for you. They didn't know that you maybe lost yourself in previous relationships and really let people walk all over you and use you and mistreat you. They don't know that you did the inner work then. You created your confidence. Now you're living it and you refuse to go back to being that passive person. They don't know that. So let them make their commentary. You know your why and you know your growth. Or one last example, if someone wants to say you're weird, you're immature, your art, your music, your quotes on coffee cups are immature, you need to grow up. Let them say that. They don't know your why. They don't know your growth. They don't know that, for instance, maybe you never felt talented in your younger years. You never felt you had a purpose, that everyone else had something and you had nothing. But then you found your voice. You found your talent. You found your creative side. And it showed that you had a voice, that you matter, that you have talent, that you have impact. So let them make their commentary. They don't know why. They don't know your growth. Like, I love that. Like, that kind of thing fires me up. It's so centering. Like, I love it. Doesn't that feel good to know that? To know that you know your full story. And they do not. They do not. And because you know your full story, heck yes, you can rely on yourself. Absolutely, you can rely on yourself. And to be clear, like, I think it's great to let other people in your life. I think that's where real growth comes from. It's great to be vulnerable, yes. But far too often, we let complete strangers, we let acquaintances, we let new people in our lives make us feel a certain way. Maybe guilty, maybe too weird, maybe too loud, maybe too little, maybe too immature, whatever. But they don't know. They don't possibly know. And how could they? How could they? Because they don't know your story. So I say, in the meantime, while you're looking for the right people to let in and while you're getting to know certain people, know that you can rely on yourself. For all the reasons I've been mentioning, all the examples I've given, but also because you have this amazing thing called the power of choice. You have the ability to make a choice to filter out what someone else says, what someone else thinks about you. You have the ability to be a kind, compassionate person, but to say no thank you. You have the ability to choose what you allow into your head and your heart, the things that you choose to absorb as truths about you, or the things that you say, that's noise, no thank you. That's their commentary. That's their noise. That's them walking in on a random chapter in my life. But I know. I know why. I know my power. I know my perspective. I know how far I've come. And I think just like centering yourself in that is so powerful, knowing that you can rely on yourself. You can rely on yourself and your understanding and the peace and calm that comes from it, from who you are, where you come from, who you're becoming. And of course, balanced by an eagerness to continue to evolve and to not let your past shape you entirely, to know that you have a present, you have a future, you can build, you can change. But in the meantime, you know that you can control the one thing I think we should all control, which is if you allow other people to change how you view yourself. Boom, that's it. You can control if you allow other people to change how you view yourself. You can allow them to convince you that you are indeed too loud, you are too needy, your standards are too high, that you are a freaking weirdo. You can allow that to happen. And a lot of the time we do. Frankly, a lot of the time we turn our back on all of the progress we've made, all of the inner work we've done, because we don't filter that noise out. And you can do that, or you can like assign their commentary to your junk folder, your spam folder, straight to spam. Like, that's how I like to think about it. You can rely on their, on yourself. You can rely on yourself. You can rely on yourself. And their noise, straight to spam, because they don't know. And the people who you do want to get to know you, the people who you do invite into your life on a deeper level, that's great. But everyone else, you say, I can rely on myself. That first date that you go on from Hinge who refuses to understand you, that colleague who thinks you're too overeager, that friend of a friend who thinks you're weird, that stranger, a complete stranger on the internet who thinks your content or your selfies are stupid, let them be, because you can rely on yourself. So that's it. Shorter episode. I promised it would be shorter, but I hope this was helpful. If it was, I'd love it if you'd share this episode with a friend. You could also visit newmindsethoodist.com. Check out the journals I've created for you. And also, if you like this type of content, but you want something groovy, upbeat, something to work out to, something to dance to, you could check out my new music and mindfulness radio show, Zen Disco. Give it a listen. I think you really like it. But that's it. That's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting me. And until next episode, I'm out.